A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Large crowds followed Jesus. He turned to them and said, "If any of you come to me without turning your back on your mother and your father, your loved ones, your sisters and brothers, indeed your very self, you cannot be my follower. Anyone who does not take up the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. If you were going to build a tower, would you not sit down and calculate the outlay to see if you have enough money to complete the project? You would do that for fear of laying the foundation and then not being able to complete the work. Because anyone who saw it would jeer at you and say, 'You started building and could not finish it.' Or if the leaders of one country were going to declare war on another country, would they not first sit down and consider whether, with an army of 10,000, they can withstand an enemy coming against them with 20,000? If they could not, they would send a delegation while the enemy is still at a distance, asking for terms of peace. In the same way, you cannot be my disciple if you do not say goodbye to all of your possessions." The Gospel of Luke. A family is such a powerful source of love and self-sacrifice. Parent and child, husband and wife, brother and sister, all of these bonds can be intensely strong. The familius can be the nucleus around which we organize our lives. My thoughts today are going to the mission trip I made to Panama 10 years ago. I encountered families of all shapes and sizes. It's not unusual for the Panamanian Indians on a reservation to live with 9 or so people in one room, an extended family. I also visited an orphanage in the city of David in western Panama, where 33 orphans, 9 months to 17 years old, live together as one family. The orphanage there is supported by a Baptist church in David and some nonprofit organizations. Some of the funds which I had left over after purchasing as many school supplies as I could carry went to the orphanage to buy milk and food for the children. These families, as poor as they may be, stick together and share what food and clothes and water they have. These Panama families may be much poorer than we could ever imagine ourselves to be, but their bonds are as strong as our family bonds. Panama families come in all shapes and sizes, just as American families do. They suffer the loss of a loved one, or rejoice at the birth of a baby, just as we do. Now, in today's gospel, Jesus walks straight in the midst of the family unit, our most natural, instinctive, and loving relationships. And Jesus says, "If you want to follow me, set these connections aside." Jesus requires us to orient ourselves towards God and God alone. God is the ground of being around whom we center ourselves. God is the new life that pulses through our veins. And Jesus says, "If you want to follow me, put your finger on the pulse of my life. I will ask no less than to be the blood that flows through your veins. Orient your whole life around me." This godly life is what leads you to service, even taking strangers to be like family. The crowd that was following Jesus understood what he meant when he referred to a person having no family blood relationships. A widow or an orphan, someone without a provider father or brother or spouse, in ancient times, that person was reliant on the community for their sustenance. Jesus is telling his would-be followers that only he can fill such a void. If they will set aside those critical relationships and put him first in their lives, they will find true life in him. The word hate carries a sense of animosity in our modern language. But Jesus was not implying that we feel animosity toward our relatives. It was hyperbole. His meaning was that his disciples would turn away from human attachments that got in the way, whether they be people or possessions, and turn to him entirely. In Panama, I saw something of what it means to let go of attachments. I had a simple bunk and a set of shelves for my things, not even a chair to sit on in the dormitory. It was quite sufficient, clean and bright, but I could forget about being attached to the choice of food in the refrigerator, or hot water in the shower, or a car to get around. Because of the work of the mission came first, I gave up these things, only temporarily. And my pleasures and comforts took a back seat to doing the work of Jesus. Sometimes love is costly. It requires sacrifice and commitment. Eugene Peterson says, discipleship is anything that causes what is believed in the heart to have demonstrable consequences in daily life. I'll repeat. Discipleship is anything that causes what is believed in the heart to have demonstrable consequences in daily life. Does God live in your heart? Having God in your heart will cause him to make change, will cause you to make changes in your life. Choosing God as the source of your life puts you on a certain path, you might say. Robert Frost's poem, The Road Not Taken, describes two paths discovered during a walk in the woods. Frost knows that he can explore only one road, and he tells himself that one day he will explore the other. But realistically, he knows that his choice will not allow him to return to the other. By the time we reach the end of the poem, we realize that the poet is talking about something infinitely more important than a simple choice of paths in the woods. He writes, "I shall be telling this with a sigh. Somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in the woods. And I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference." No, Frost is not talking about the choice of paths in the wood, but the choice of paths in a person's life. Choosing a road symbolizes any choice we must make between alternatives that appear equally attractive, but lead to entirely different destinations. Choosing the road less traveled has been likened to choosing Jesus as the path of your life. We may see that the road that leads to Jesus is a narrow one, and our choice must be a deliberate choice. Being his disciple has the consequence of changing your life. When God is the blood that courses through your veins, this means receiving God in the word and the meal. And bearing the cross is not just a single option among many equivalent choices. Choosing God means self-denial and commitment. One of the great gifts of my mission trip to Panama was seeing the self-denial and commitment to Jesus of the missionary, Bobby Moyer. Living like Bobby for 2 weeks, eating the food he ate, doing the work he did, in the places that he went, was a true experience of self-denial and commitment to Jesus. His life is a hard one, an exhausting one. I might have thought myself of becoming a missionary until I saw Bobby, and then I knew it would be too exhausting. 3 or 4 times a week, we traveled by a hired pickup truck with loads of supplies to deliver and equipment for work on the Indian reservation. After a ride up the mountain of 45 minutes to an hour and a half, we would unload and get about the mission that we came for. And it was rainy season, so all this was done in the heat and the rain on many steep dirt roads and footpaths. My favorite project was installing a rainwater recovery system in the clouds. We carried a 200-gallon water tank. Actually, we rolled it. We carried 20 cinder blocks, not myself personally, but the more hefty men in the group, piping, a ladder, and all the necessary tools, straight up a winding dirt path on a slippery hill. And I mean straight up. When we stopped the truck and I looked out, I said, oh my gosh, we're going up that hill. We reached the house, such as it was, a ramshackle building of bamboo sticks, corrugated metal roof, grass walls. And then we continued straight up another steep hill to reach the summit. There was an open-air cement pole building that serves as a church. The view from the church site at the pinnacle was spectacular. You could see over the mountains for 5 miles to the Pacific Ocean on the south side, and over the mountains to the north. When the clouds rolled in, over the time that we were working, we were literally in the middle of the clouds. It was breathtaking. At the site of the family's shack, we installed the water tank that will supply the family of 9 or 10 with rainwater for bathing and cooking, and clean, purified drinking water. This means that for most of the year, outside the dry summer season from January through March, they will not have to travel to the spring down the mountain and haul back jugs of water up the steep hills. It will change their lives dramatically. Clean drinking water will also help them to get rid of the worms in their bellies that come from the dirty water. Jesus says, if you want to follow me, put your finger on the pulse of my life. I will ask no less than to be the blood that flows through your veins. Orient your whole life around me. Care for the poor and the stranger. Care for the poor and the stranger, loving your neighbor as yourself. Be my family. May it be so. And now please share any reflections you have of maybe sacrifices in your life or family relationships.